This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween food. I'll start. I'm ready to make people mad here. Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
You don't. Who needs Smarties? You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties. How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300? You know what? I'll take $300 from you right now, and I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'll be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet. I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Next candy holiday is Easter, right? Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is one of the candy holidays.
It's a small one, but yeah.
Chocolate.
Yep.
Easter is the candy that you would never eat any other day of the year, but you'll eat the chalk. That's how Valentine's Day I'm thinking of. The chalk hearts.
Yeah.
With the words on them. Be mine, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Those are terrible.
What are those called? Those have a name. The mini hearts.
It's like biting into chalk is what it is.
Yeah. What are they called?
So Easter, we're getting... Easter is just the candy you always eat. We're just going to shape it like an egg.
Right. Or make it pastel colored.
Or pastel colored, right. That's it.
The Brock's conversation hearts is what we're thinking about.
Okay.
Right, Brock's.
That's,
they make the hearts. Do they make anything else? Have they been in business for hundreds of years,
Brock's,
just making those
conversations? They make gummies, I think, too. Like little fruit gummies.
Okay.
Okay, but I bet their number one is still...
I'm also seeing Necco sweethearts. You can do that, too.
Ugh. Necco. Get them out of here.
I forgot about those. I mean, I probably haven't seen conversation hearts in a long time.
Yeah, you also get the chocolate eggs with the candy shell. Those are just Cadbury ones.
The Robin eggs?
Yeah, those when we get to Easter season. Those are the good ones.
Robin eggs.
Yeah.
The Robin eggs are great. Yeah, I'll go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Easter's a little bit away. So Easter's
when is Easter this year?
That's a tough thing about Easter for branding. You never know when it is.
April 20th.
All right.
That's a late one this year.
It sounds late. Because sometimes it's in March.
Yeah, that's like NFL draft weekend, isn't
five,
it?
5 days before.
Four days before. Thursday the 24th is day one.
That's right. Hey, everybody, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, the next candy holiday, it's Easter. And then after that, it's not until Halloween.
Yeah, there's no, is there a summer
candy
day? Like 4th of July, I don't expect to see any candy anywhere.
No.
Does candy just get dips. Replaced with popsicles and s'mores?
Yes.
S'more season.
That's exactly right, I think.
Oh, here we go. The months in sweets.
Right? Okay. October.
December to February is chocolate season.
Yep.
March to, well, April is
pastel
and season,
egg candy season.
Then after that is s'more season. Starts early May, but whatever.
And the bomb pops and all the popsicles.
And then October is everything season.
Everything, yeah. We skipped, just September, we're just not really.
I think that's late s'mores.
Late s'mores, yeah. September might be a better s'mores month than, July.
That's true. Fall feels like better s'more weather for you?
Yeah. Right. The fire at night in September versus the fire at night in July, yeah, give me that.
Listen, speaking of having fires at night and campfires and all that stuff, maybe you have an outdoor fire pit or a place you like to go to have a fire in the backyard. It's been so cold you don't even want to do that.
No.
It's too cold to heat yourself.
Yeah.
Which is another level of cold.
Don't people do the hot tub in the winter thing sometimes?
Yeah. Is it too cold for that?
I don't think you could probably even do that. Like freezing vents and such.
Well, it feels not that cold today. It's currently a real feel of 1. So, that's something. We're back on our stream today on YouTube. If you want to watch us on YouTube and on Twitch, we were down for a couple of days. I know you missed us, so we're back. So you can check us out there. And, of course, hang out. The weather today, it looks like a high of 19, which is kind of chilly, but it's better. We're trending up. This time next week, we're into the 30s, high 30s.
Awesome.
Not bad, right?
I was looking at the weather through 2 weeks, and I saw 40 in rain. I'm like, oh my, I can't wait till 40 in rain. I cannot wait.
We're going to get a week's worth of soup out there because it's going to be 40 for days on days on days. And this glacier we've been encrusted in is going to melt. So anyway, we've got plenty to get to today. Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock as the Sabres are back to practicing. And the team is back as well because all the players that were at the Four Nations have been eliminated. So Dahlin and UPL and Joki Haru can all go back. So the Sabres get back to practice, and they'll play Saturday against the Rangers. We'll talk to Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock, get his thoughts on the Four Nations. Eric Edholm on the draft, NFL draft, at 9 o'clock. So those are our two guests. In between, we'll talk, a good amount of stuff about, whatever comes up, like we always do. I was listening yesterday to the afternoon show, Joe, and I kind of self-scouted what they were talking about and then what we talk about and calls and all this stuff. And I thought to circle back. Let's have a nice office meeting right here.
Okay.
You guys want to circle back on something? Let's circle back on James Cook.
All right.
Because they talked about it a lot yesterday and his importance and contract and, the franchise tag has me thinking this because if they slow play this, then this time next year, blah, blah, blah. And one of the big things is of the guys that need extensions, where does Cook fall in? How important is it to the offense? Is he going to be the first running back that they commit a second contract to? That really is the biggest question. Will he be the first? And for me, I am guilty of not thinking about him or worrying about it at all. When we get a call, hey, guys, what about trading James Cook here for this or this? I think I don't know why anybody would trade for a running back. Why would you just draft one?
Right.
The Bills have drafted a lot of them, four of them. Since Devin Singletary, it's been Singletary, Moss, Cook, Ray Davis. Four picks in the first four rounds.
Second, two-thirds, and a fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was walking in the building today thinking about that, thinking, can you imagine if an NFL team today traded a second, two-thirds, and a fourth and said, we've got a running back room? You'd say, you're out of your mind. Yeah. Why are you spending those assets on those pieces? So anyway, on Cook, I just think the Bills, my answer is they shouldn't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the real big concern? We've seen this position be endlessly replaceable.
Yeah.
More than any other. And it bears out in contracts and career length. And it gets to a point where on, was it this past offseason or two off seasons ago, where they're not getting the money they want and the television shows are asking if running backs should have their own union?
Yes, there was a Zoom call, wasn't there?
The running backs got a Zoom call to
figure out what to do.
Because the league has figured out
that they were going to go on strike.
You don't have to pay these guys. Then, of course, we had the season with Barkley and Derrick Henry and
Josh Jacobs,
and it kicked up a little bit more. Oh, maybe this position is important. And I am not there at all. I am not swayed by Saquon Barkley's season. I am not moved by Derrick Henry's season any more than I'm moved by James Cook's season. It is not a position that I would... It doesn't mean I would never sign one, never draft one, but the thing I would almost never do with running back is worry. Just never worry.
Right.
What's going to happen? Just get another one.
Or just plug in one that's already on your team, maybe? Like
usually.
How bad do we think they'd be if Ray Davis just like had to start at the beginning of the season?
And got all of their carries.
I'm not saying he'd be as good.
No, probably not.
But would your offense take a major hit? Well, I wonder, to play devil's advocate, like would they probably... I guess this is different than Singletary, though. What they probably don't want to do is guy that was kind of lost at the beginning of his career, didn't have the blocking, and maybe still doesn't have that, but maybe was still trying to figure out his role in the NFL and put the work in and did it and became a leader even on the team. McDermott said he's on the leadership council of the players. That guy does what it takes, and then you say, all right, bye-bye. We're not interested.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sir, for every one of these conversations, I'm going to ask, okay, what about Gabe Davis?
Who did all that?
Gabe Davis was the model citizen.
Right.
And they never really did they give any thought to bringing him back?
Right. And just also, how good do they think he really is? Do they think he's great?
They might.
Because he...
Davis, you knew that was not true.
Right. And I think Cookie's very good. And if you want to tell me he's great, I think you could back that up. But... How much does it matter that he's not really a complete running back? He's very good. He's very good. And he is more diverse as a player than I think we thought we were getting when they drafted him. But he really isn't the receiving back that we thought he was, right? 32 catches. running back, like, that's fine. That's not a ton of receptions. It's not what you would have thought you were getting from him when you drafted him. When it's time to throw the ball, oftentimes he comes off the field. Ty Johnson took that role from him. Part of that was blocking. Part of that was drop issues that Cook had last year. The other thing is, honestly, the blocking. That's, I think, why you look up and you see, he only played 48% of the snaps on offense this year, huh? Less than half. More than half of their snaps on offense, he's not on the field. Why is that? A lot of that is probably because he's not blocking for you. He's not. Allen can't trust him back there, and you know what he is at this point. Like, maybe that's a size thing. Maybe that's a reading the situation problem that he has there. All this is secondary to, I think, he's a great runner. But do they want to pay a guy that's not on the field half the time? Pay him the amount of money that Barkley, near the amount of money that Barkley gets when Barkley's on the field all those snaps. Henry's not, I guess, but he's not getting $15 million. You got $8
million. Right.
Age is in there, too. So there's a lot of factors when you're comparing him to other running backs. But one of them might be he's not a complete running back. He's very good, but he's not complete. He's missing things in his game.
And missing things in his game. He's your most dynamic player on offense that's not Josh Allen. But that, to me, is looking too internally as opposed to around the league. This doesn't mean I would dump James Cook. I would just go to the year and, dare him to hold out?
This is the thing in fantasy. Guy goes into a contract year, and sometimes you like to invest in one. Like, contract's coming up. They're going to use him up. Right. They're going to use the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Use as much as possible because they're about to let them walk.
803-0550 is our number. We're circling back on something. We're having a corporate meeting here. Circling back on James Cook. I guess the big picture I want to ask about it is, do you worry about it? I don't worry about it. This is where you say, that's because you spend 98% of your brain space on wide receivers. And that's that's not wrong. I do that.
Wasn't Cook labeled like, he couldn't play wide receiver when they drafted him?
Yeah, it was.
I feel like that happened.
Think of him like a pass catcher.
Yeah, we lost because Kincaid like swallowed that up times 100.
Think of him like a receiver, yes.
But there was a little of that with Cook.
James Cook is on the wide receiver PTSD of trying to convince me someone that they drafted was actually good enough to be a wide receiver, and of course he's not. He's a running back, and he's very good. He's very good. He's fun to watch. He's dynamic. And they raved about him, which is great. But I'm not mad about the public posturing. I'm not bitter. I just feel like if you're Bean and thinking about the Cook situation, you see that what happens on social media about $50 million. Like, all right, cool. And if his agent wants to call me, his agent can call me. The Bills have played hardball with guys that are important to them. That has happened before.
Sure.
They did it with Davis, where they never really approached a contract. They did it with Jordan Poyer. They did it with Tremaine Edmonds.
Mm-hmm.
And guys have left, and we're probably getting to a point where another couple guys are about to leave. Whether that's, Shakir, I don't know if it's going to be him, or if it's Rousseau, but Cook might be the guy. And actually, I have a secondary point to get to on Terrell Bernard, and I'll explain to you why I think that he might be the first extension they sign. If we were to predict who's going to get extensions.
Bernard?
I'm ready to predict Bernard first.
Why?
You want the short version?
Sure.
Because he's the only one that there is absolutely 0% chance they would ever use the franchise tag. So you don't really have that as a failsafe. The franchise tag for linebackers is out of whack because the position is linebacker / edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you justify 1 year $13 million for Cook? Sure, fine. Could you justify 1 year $20 million for Benford? Yep. Could you do it for Rousseau?
Mm-hmm.
Could you do it for Shakir? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe tougher, but... Could you justify 1 year $27, $26 million for Bernard?
No, not a million.
Not you
years.
Even consider it.
His spot track market value on the three-year total isn't $27 million.
Right. So the point simply is on the Bernard point about why he's the most likely to get extended, because he's the closest to actually leaving. If you let him play out his final year of his deal, the franchise tag is not even a single solitary thought.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else, you could at least claim, well, franchise tag, we've got that. You could place the franchise tag on Cook and then extend him. And you would just never do it for Bernard because you should run to the paper, sign for $27 or $26 million, whatever it is. It's a big number for linebackers. So that's where if you're the GM of the team, you look and say, who am I truly in danger of losing?
And do I value, and could I get it a good number that I'm not going to be upset about? I think Bernard checks all those boxes.
Do you know his number on SpotTrack per year?
No.
$6.7 million.
He's definitely going to be more than that. Definitely going to be more than that. But you would just take it, right? What if it's 10? Okay.
That would make him one of the highest paid inside linebackers in the league.
Okay. But it's way off the franchise tag is the point.
Right.
The franchise tag does not accurately represent linebackers. And because of that, it's almost like a position that doesn't have a franchise tag.
Yeah. So, that would put him on the it would put him on the second tier.
Yeah.
I like the why didn't they do it with Edmonds then though?
Because they didn't like him enough.
All right. They also had just paid Milano.
That's right. They chose one of their other linebackers.
And Milano, I mean, they might think, you know, in a year Bernard's contract would kick in. How much longer do they think? Like, do they think Milano sees the end of Bernard's contract? If he does, maybe it's on like a rework deal where he's not getting paid. You know, right now Milano's the fourth highest paid linebacker in football. By the time Bernard is into year two or three of his extension, if Milano is still here, then he's not the fourth highest paid linebacker in football.
Right. 803-0550. On Cook. Give us a ring if you want to. We've got a phone call right away. Eric in Lockport leading us off on a chilly Wednesday morning. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Morning.
Yeah. So I have an idea here. So I'll lay it out. I just finished an AFC championship where my best receiver, with all due respect, was Matt Holland. I think I maybe have a year or two at best of having Joe Brady. I'm somebody who believes that if we had moved heaven and earth to get up and get Malik Nabers, that the party would still be ongoing downtown. We spent two twos and a big contract on defensive line, and it hasn't helped at all in big games. I want to take two ones, two twos, and maybe a piece and see if I can convince, I don't know, the Rams or one of these teams with an amazing receiver, Puka Nacua, if they can be convinced to part with it. That's the kind of move I'm looking for. Wide receiver train, choo-choo. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Eric. You're the big splash at receiver. The biggest move they could make at receiver, the biggest name, and we flirted with it yesterday, that I think they would reasonably go after is Davante Adams. He'll be available. He's likely to get cut. There's some reporting. I think Jeremy Fowler said West Coast for him, maybe the Chargers. There's a headline at ProFootballTalk.com today that Chris Godwin and the Bucs are working on a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
Higgins, if he's franchised or re-signed in Cincinnati, he's off the market. And then you're at...
Don't want Tyreek Hill.
Nope.
I don't.
Then you're at Christian Kirk. You're at a draft pick.
And I don't think he's above Adams, personally, for this.
Nope.
I'm waiting for your guy Olave to shake loose in New Orleans, but I don't think that's happening this offseason.
Tons of injury concerns there. Concussions.
Yeah.
And
he's at five concussions.
Yeah, he's at a bunch.
I really hope that doesn't get in the... He's a great player, but that might get in the way of his career here.
You mentioned, Eric, Puka. Fun fact.
And Debo, by the way, is someone in the YouTube chat said Debo. I'm not a fan. Right at this point,
I think he's
kind of like a running back at 30. Like I feel like his body is just breaking down.
Maybe Puka. Fun fact, was the number one graded wide receiver by PFF last year. Puka Nacua, number one.
I mean, we saw it against the Bills. He was insane.
I can't unbelievable. Imagine a world where the Rams would entertain an offer for Puka.
No.
But speaking of the Rams, when you mentioned that Aaron Rodgers would be thrilled to play for the Rams.
Yeah. Schefter said yesterday, like, Rodgers wants to be a Ram.
I laughed out loud. I don't know why that's funny, but I laughed.
Yeah.
He wants to what? Why would they do that? Why would they move on from Stafford for Rodgers?
Yeah, Schefter said, quote, and the Rams could probably get him for a lower cost than it would be for Matthew Stafford, end quote.
And go from likable to... Ugh.
Right. Why wouldn't they just
keep Stafford? Stafford is good.
I mean, I know, sure, he'll be more expensive, but Stafford's not getting $60 million.
No.
Is their plan to trade? Right. Like, how does that end up happening? They trade Stafford to the Giants, get a bunch of picks, and then they sign Rodgers?
I don't know how it makes any sense at all.
Very strange.
I don't know where. Rodgers, wouldn't it be great if Rodgers got the Belichick? Which is...
You're out, bud.
Yeah, sorry. Nobody's
No one wants you.
Nobody's interested.
It would be amazing.
Sorry. He'll go quarterback North Carolina.
That could happen.
It really could.
Not North Carolina. He could just be like iced out. Like, no, we're not. Nobody wants this. If you're a team, you need a team that's either feeling like they're one piece away at quarterback and can't find their way to a better idea, or you need a team that's going to draft a rookie to think you're the right guy to pair with that rookie. And who on earth is going to think that Aaron Rodgers is the right bridge quarterback for their football team?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, like, I don't know. Unless Pittsburgh strikes out on all their other ideas, like, maybe that's the one spot, but I don't see many other teams that make any sense for him.
803-0550, our phone number.
Although that would be the Adams wanting to go to the West Coast connection, I think.
Yeah.
Adams to the Rams with Rodgers. I don't think it's going to happen.
What do you do about James Cook? Anybody have a really strong opinion on this? I mean, trading him is one thing. Lock it up. You're happy. I think the best argument for keeping Cook is it would stop the Bills from spending assets on running backs maybe and instead, you know, bolster the rest of the team. It's just been a position that they definitely value in the draft. They feel like they're getting what they want out of it with second, thirds, and fourth round picks. So anyway, Cook, circling back on that. And if you ever thought of my Bernard theory there, that he's...
You think he'll be the first?
I think he's the most likely to get extended because it'll be reasonable and you don't have the franchise tag lever to pull based on the position. The others, you could do that. 803-0550, our phone number. Jeremy and Joe on a Wednesday where we'll have Lindy Ruff and Eric Edholm, draft talk continuing here on WGR as well. The Four Nations final is tomorrow. We got a little bit of trash talk from former Saber, Brandon Hagel, who was at least in prospects camp. He took some shots at the Tkachuk brothers. That's fun to get to. We'll tell you what that story is as well, as it all kind of works its way toward the final. And the NHL, of course, in its infinite wisdom, while they're getting tons of credit on this tournament, this format, and everything that's happening, they have thrown in one little, oh my God, what did the NHL do kind of thing when it comes to the rosters and injuries and all that. So we'll explain that as well. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want. Happy Wednesday here on WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.